اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. On behalf of the organizers of this event, I would like to welcome all of you to this session on the poetry and the artistry of Mir Anis. मैं तहे दिल से शुक्रगुजार हूँ अहलुल बैत मीडिया का और खुसूसन मुस्तफ़ा आबदी का कि उन्होंने इस महफिल को आरास्ता किया है और हमारी इस महफिल की निज़ामत करने वाले हैं जनाब जाफ़र नकवी साहब, एक बहुत बेहतरीन और आला मर्तबत अनीस फहम इंसान हैं। इस वक्त उनको कुछ इंटरनेट डिफ़िकल्टीज दरपेश आ रही हैं एंड सो आई बीइंग द फर्स्ट स्पीकर am pinch hitting a little bit for him. I wanted to thank Mustafa Abdi, I wanted to thank Jafar Naqvi, I wanted to thank all the listeners and the participants for this brief session. My name is Raza Mir and I am a professor of business management at the University William Paterson University in New Jersey. My interest in Anis's poetry is essentially a factor of my interest in Risai Adab. I do not consider myself an expert, but I do consider myself a huge, huge fan of Mir Anis, so I guess that qualifies me. As somebody who is going first among four speakers, perhaps it behoves me to offer a little biographical sketch of Mir Anis's life, which I will do interspersed with a reading of some of his poetry. His poetry I will read in Urdu. I think that Anis is a great exponent of mobility between languages. उन्होंने उर्दू सुखन को इस तरह संवारा कि उन्होंने उसमें मुख्तलिफ जबानों के अल्फाज को इनकॉर्पोरेट किए। उनका एक मरसिए के चार बंद मैं सुनाता हूँ। शोहदाए करबला के बारे में वो कहते हैं कि सावंत बुर्दबार फलक मर्तबत दिलेर, सावंत बुर्दबार फलक मर्तबत दिलेर, आली नसब सबा में सुलेमा वगा में शेर, गर्दाने दहर में उनकी जबरदस्तियों से जेर, फाखों में तीन दिन के मगर जिंदगी से शेर। ये जो पहला मिसरा है, सावंत बुर्दबार फलक मर्तबत दिलेर, इफ यू लुक एट इट एटिमोलॉजिकली you find that burdbar and dilair are both persian based in terms of their root language. Falak martabat is arabic. I went looking around for the etymology of the word savant and I find that it is a sanskritic word. So what Anis is doing here in the process of giving us this poetry is also deepening the vocabulary of Urdu language. And in the 19th century, it has been estimated that he used almost 10,000 words, which is a lot of words. And
can we hear?
If there were ever a Mount Rushmore of Urdu poetry, then we would have to inscribe Anis's face into granite. Kisi ne teri tarah se ae Anis, Urus se sukhan ko samara nahi. Aur ye jo behtareen sher hai Anis ki shaan mein, wo Anis ne khud kaha hai. These poets like Ghalib himself and Anis, they were pretty full of themselves and that's a wonderful thing. Anis's stature in Urdu poetry is remarkable, further remarkable considering that he confined himself for the most part to Risai-e-Adab. By way of quick biographical information, I'll say that he was born in 1804 in Faizabad to a family of poets, most of whom dedicated a substantial portion of their craft to the poetic representation of the Karbala narrative. In his own words, उम्र गुजरी है इसी दश्त की सयाही में, पांचवी पुश्त है शब्बीर की मद्दाही में। पांचवी पुश्त थी, एंड ही लिव्ड इन रिमार्केबल सर्कमस्टेंसेस इफ यू थिंक अबाउट इट। 1804 में उनकी विलादत हुई, 1874 में 1874 में उनका उनकी वफात हुई। ड्यूरिंग दैट टाइम ही सॉ अराउंड सिक्स यू नो रूलर्स ऑफ अवध लखनऊ, एंड अनफॉर्चुनेटली द लास्ट वन वाजिद अली शाह वॉज डिपोज्ड बाई द ब्रिटिश इन 1856 ड्यूरिंग द लाइफ टाइम ऑफ अनीस। And some of his, the gravitas of his poetry comes from the sadness at the way the country was being overrun by the British at that time. And a certain way of life was being immiserized and being sent into decline. Anis started writing poetry early. There are many, many anecdotes about Anis's life. Most of them must be apocryphal, but that's all right because they serve to flesh out his personality. वन ऑफ देम इज कि वो जब 4 साल के थे तो वो रोते हुए अपने वालिद के पास आए और वालिद ने कहा, मीर खलीख साहब उनके वालिद जो खुद एक मर्सिया गो थे, उन्होंने कहा क्या हुआ बेटा, तो उन्होंने कहा अफसोस के दुनिया से सफर कर गई बकरी, आंखें तो खुली रह गई पर मर गई बकरी। सो हिज पेट गोट हैड डाइड बट ही वॉज एबल टू you know, report back on the death of his goat in poetry. Anyway, it was a remarkable career marked by a prolific output. ज्यादातर सलाम और मर्सिया कहते थे, यहाँ तक कि वर्ड मर्सिया है, मर्सिया का रूट वर्ड जैसे कि मोस्ट पीपल जानते हैं, इट कम्स फ्रॉम द वर्ड रिसा विच बेसिकली मीन्स दैट इट इज ए लैमेंटेशन ऑफ द इवेंट्स ऑफ करबला। इट डज नॉट थियोरेटिकली map onto any poetic scheme, but around the time one generation before Anis and then in Anis's generation, we began to associate the Marsiya with the Musaddas rhyme scheme. The Musaddas rhyme scheme is six line verses, the first four of which rhyme and the next two of them rhyme. And the Musaddas tradition then carried on a life of its own, even in the secular realm and the non-Risai realm. Iqbal's Shikwa and Jawab-e-Shikwa, Hali's Musaddas, Brajnarayan Chagbast ke Ramayan, ye sare jo hai Musaddas tradition mein kahe gaye. And furthermore, then poets later, like Josh Malihabadi in particular, took that Marsiya tradition itself and turned it into something very, very revolutionary in line with the Progressive Writers Association's aims. In 1829, just a sidebar, it is said that Ghalib visited Lucknow. Ghalib was a young man and Anis was also a young man. Ghalib was very, very proud of his poetry, justifiably so, and decided that, okay, this is a Marsiya, it's a great tradition, I will also write Marsiyas. Aur unhone teen ya char band kahe. Ittefaq se ek mehfil mein unka guzar hua, jahan pe Anis apna Marsiya keh rahe the. Jab Ghalib ne unka Anis ka Marsiya suna, at that moment he decided, you know what, I'm not going to touch this genre, because if I touch this genre, then I will always be playing second fiddle to this Anis guy. So he backed off. Very, very smart move in my opinion. Anis, like I said, had control over multiple languages, and he wrote, the output of Anis is so unbelievable. Muhammad Hussain Azad, jinhone Aab-e Hayat likhi, the first formalized book of Urdu criticism, which came in the late 19th century, he estimated that Anis wrote perhaps about 100 lines of poetry for every day of his adult life, which is unbelievable. He was also a very scientific man by temperament. And his most famous, perhaps, Marsiya starts with the line, जब खत की मुसाफत शब आफ्ताब ने, और जब उन्होंने जब खत की मुसाफत शब आफ्ताब ने سنایا تو اس وقت ایک تنقید ان پہ یہ کی گئی کہ مسافت دا لٹرل میننگ از دیٹ وین دا سن کمپلیٹڈ اٹس نائٹ جرنی وین دا سن کمپلیٹڈ اٹس نائٹ جرنی سو پیپل سیڈ یہ کیا بات ہوئی مسافت شب تو مہتاب کرتا ہے مسافت روز جو ہے آفتاب کرتا ہے سو ہی سیڈ یو نو یو پیپل ڈونٹ نو اینی ایسٹرانومی یو تھنک دیٹ دا سن ٹرنس دا ڈے انٹو نائٹ اینڈ اٹ ڈز یو تھنک دا مون ٹرنس دا نائٹ ٹو ڈے بٹ دا سن ڈز دیٹ ٹو سو یو جسٹ شٹ اپ اور ایک بار گھوڑے کی رفتار کے بارے میں کہتے انہوں نے کہا جس طرح سے بجلی کی صدا تار پہ دوڑے لوگوں نے کہا کہ بجلی تار پہ دوڑ سکتی ہے بجلی کی صدا کیا دوڑ سکتی ہے پرہیپس ہی نیو سم تھنگ اباؤٹ ٹیلی کمیونیکیشن ہو نوز سو آئی جسٹ وانٹ ٹو ایڈ ون مور ایسپیکٹ آف انیس لائف ہیئر یو نو ویریئس ایلیمنٹس آف ہز لائف اینڈ ورک ول بی فلیشڈ آؤٹ بائی ادر پیپل بٹ Anis always had a friendly rivalry with his compatriot and hum asr Mirza Dabir. They were very, very accomplished poets, and it is almost a freakish event of nature that these two great poets happened to be on the poetic stage at the precise same time. They were roughly the same age. They were roughly doing the same things at the same time. And there is no doubt that each one of them spurred the other on to greater activities. Anis was, I mean, they were respectful of each other, but there was a lot of rivalry and jealousy, and particularly their fans got into it with each other. Anis is reported to have written two lines suggesting that Dabir plagiarized his work. Laga raha hoon mazameen no ke phir ambar, khabar karo meri khirman ke kosha chino ko. Jafar Bhai, who is our Nazim, is back, and I just want by way of welcoming him to narrate an anecdote about the Anis Dabir rivalry, which I have stolen from him, which is that Dabir wrote a line on the importance of the mother, and he said, Zere Khadame Madar فردوس بری ہے زیر قدم مادر فردوس بری ہے جب انیس کو اس کے بارے میں کہا گیا تو انہوں نے مسکرا کے کہا کہ ہے کیوں کہا است ہی کہہ دیتے زیر قدم مادر فردوس بری است یہ دبیر جو ہے اردو کے شاعر نہیں ہے وہ فارسی کے شاعر ہیں سو دین پیپل آسک ہم واٹ وڈ یو سے انسٹیڈ اینڈ ہی ریپلائڈ کہ سنتے ہیں ماں کے پاؤں کے نیچے بہشت ہے سنتے ہیں ماں کے پاؤں کے نیچے بہشت ہے اٹ سارٹ آف انڈرسکورس دا سمپلسٹی آف انیس لینگویج ریلیٹو ٹو دی فلورڈ ایگزوبرنس آلموسٹ آف دا بیئرس آئی ول اسٹارٹ سارٹ آف ریپنگ اپ مائی اسپیچ اینڈ ٹو گیو اٹ بیک ٹو جعفر بھائی اینڈ آئی وانٹ ٹو سے دیٹ سلولی Anis's oeuvre was great, but he began to fall sick, and he knew his death was imminent, and he wrote about himself, آخر ہے وقت زیست سے اب دل بھی سیر ہے آخر ہے وقت زیست سے اب دل بھی سیر ہے پیمانہ بھر چکا ہے چھلکنے کی دیر ہے and then the great poet died in 1874, and the best eulogy for Anis came from his ہم عصر اگین دبیر اینڈ ہی روٹ اے کرونوگراف وچ از خط تاریخ وچ از ایکچولی انسکرائبڈ آن انیس گریو اینڈ فار اے وائل واز آن اکبر حیدرز فیس بک پروفائل آئی ریمبر دبیر سیڈ آسماں بے ماہ کامل سدرا بے روح الامی تور سینا بے کلیم اللہ ممبر بے انیس You know, the beautiful ironies, four beautiful ironies that in the sky, the full moon is no longer there. And on the Sidratul Muntaha, which is the highest point of the heavens, Jibreel is no longer there. On Mount Sinai, Moses is no longer there. And on the Mimbar, Anis is no longer there. But Anis never left us, did he? Anis is always with us, like a benediction almost, by way of ending my speech. I don't want to end without quoting Anis. So what I'll do is I'll just quote five bunts of his Marsiya Jab Khata Ki Musafat Shab Aftab Mein. And I want to say the Marsiya, I mean, those of you who know the Marsiya know that it has many moments. They have names like Chehra and Majra and Sarapa and Rukhsat and Ahmed. The Chehra jo hota hai wo prologue. Chehra is a bit of a prologue. I will quote three verses of the Chehra. One from the band, which shows how that, I mean, after all, Anis is known for his masayib, for his mukki, the bukka wale band, and then unka makhta. So just five verses. And I won't translate. I'll hand it back after that to Jafar bhai. Jab khata ki musafate shab aftab ne, jalwa kiya seher ke ruqe be hijab ne, dekha sue falak shah gardun rakab ne, مڑ کر صدا رفیقوں کو دی اس جناب نے، آخر ہے رات حمد و ثنائے خدا کرو، اٹھو فریضہ سحری کو ادا کرو، ہاں غازیو یہ دن ہے جدال و قتال کا، یا آج خون بہے گا محمد کی آل کا، چہرہ خوشی سے سرخ ہے زہرا کے لال کا، گزری شب فراق دن آیا وصال کا، ہم وہ ہیں غم کریں گے ملک جن کے واسطے، راتیں تڑپ کے کاٹی ہیں اس دن کے واسطے، یہ صبح ہے وہ صبح مبارک ہو جس کی شام، یہاں سے ہوا جو کوچ تو ہے قلد میں مقام، کوثر پہ آبرو سے پہنچ جائے تشنا کام، لکھے خدا نماز گزاروں میں سب کے نام، سب ہے وحید عصر یہ غل چار سو اٹھے، دنیا سے جو شہید اٹھے سرخ رو اٹھے. You know, this is how it starts. And then the bani band that I have is ke ummat jungle se aayi Fatima Zahra ki ye sada, ummat ne mujhko loot liya wa Muhammada, is waqt kaun haqe rifaqat kare ada, hai ye zulm aur do alam ka muqtada, o 1900 hai zakhm تنے چاک چاک پر، زینب نکل حسین تڑپتا ہے خاک پر. اور آخر میں ان کے مقطع کا ایک جو، because I think we should end with the name of Anis. بس اے انیس زوف سے لرزاں ہے بند بند، عالم کو یادگار رہیں گے یہ چند بند، نکلے قدم سے زوف میں کیا کیا بلند بند، عالم پسند بند ہے سلطان پسند بند، یہ فصل اور یہ بزن ازا یادگار ہے، پیری کے ولولے ہیں خزاں کی بہار ہے. تھینک یو ویری مچ فار یور اٹینشن اینڈ ناؤ آئی ہینڈ اٹ بیک ٹو جعفر سنا.
تھینک یو سو مچ رضا، دیٹ واز سو ویری ویل ڈن. آئی اپولوجائز ٹو ایوری بڈی فار مائی وائی فائی پرابلمس. But before I give you a few words of what I had wanted to say in the introduction, I just want to refer back to the one misra or the one share that Raza quoted regarding a conversation with me. Ke sunte hain maa ke paon ke niche bahisht hai, which is a very, very good and comprehensive explanation of where Mir Anis was. Mir Anis took a lot of his sources from the Quran, from the Sharia, from Fiqh Jafriya. Not only did it talk about the examples of the Maqtal that he got, obviously he wrote from the Maqtal, but he got it from all these three sources. And since neither the Quran, nor the Hadith, nor the Fiqh talks about paradise being under the feet of the mother, Mir Anis very simply says, "Sunte hain maa ke paon ke niche bahisht hai," which is a very, very good description of the thoroughness of Mir Anis. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for not being there in the beginning because of my Wi-Fi problems. Welcome to the program and appreciation of the poetic artistry of Mir Babar Ali Anis, the tragedy of Karbala. The passion and dedication to the poetry of Mir Anis is the passion and dedication to the tragedy of Karbala and to the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We hope that this program also invokes a lot of interest in our younger generation. We fully understand that it is an extremely difficult task to understand Mir Anis if you do not read or understand Urdu very fluently. Let me give you an example which Raza Bhai had referred to, and that is a first sentence, a first misra of one of the rare non-Marsiya poems of Mir Anis, and that is Yarab Chamane Nazm Ko Guzare Iram Ka. Now, there is no possible way that you can translate this in English. Therefore, our task is to invoke in you, to bring in you, to stir in you a feeling for Mir Anis. And that is because of the bond between Mir Anis and Karbala, and between you and Mir Anis is the bond of Karbala. And once you understand the depth of passion that Mir Anis not only gave to our love for Karbala, but also the Urdu language, you will start to make an attempt to understand that language. Unfortunately, I was not able to introduce Raza Mir, who is a very, very close friend of mine, but we do have a lineup remaining of Dr. Hasnain Walji, Dr. Akbar Haider, and a name that is very renowned with the name of Mir Anis, associated with Mir Anis, Dr. Taqi Abadi. So let me now introduce to you Dr. Hasnain Walji. Dr. Hasnain Walji is an educator, a historian, author, leader, and scientist in the field of nutrition. He observes the trajectory of history and social trends and incorporates this arc of evolving issues in his contributions towards social justice and enhancement of civil society. This hallmark of his leadership is to bend this trend so our communities remain relevant and progressive as we confront new realities and challenges. He has a special passion for Mir Anis. Fluent in several languages, he has recited majalis in English, Urdu, and Gujarati across the globe, and penned many articles in Islamic journals. He has produced a groundbreaking anthropological documentary, The Khojas, a journey of faith that spans the past 600 years of its history towards the path of Ahlul Bayt. So ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Dr. Hasnain Walji.
Thank you so much, Jafar Bhai, for the kind words. And I was really humbled and inspired by Raza Bhai's exposition on Mir Anis. And it's actually given me a complex to see what is it that I can present to you. I don't claim to be an authority on Anis nor the Urdu language. However, as I say, that fools tread in where, you know, angels fear to enter. So maybe with that spirit, you will bear with me with my few broken words on Mir Anis. It inspires me because the Urdu language was the first language, not being my mother tongue, which introduced me to the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi musallam. Agar maine pehli naat suni ya marsha suna to wo Urdu mein tha. And Urdu has become a link for me personally to the mother of Ahlul Bayt alayhi musallam. And it is for that reason that I'm here before you to present some few stray thoughts on the life and times of Mir Anis. My topic specifically today is the psychology in the thoughts and the works of Mir Anis, and generally in all poets. But before I begin that, allow me to share a verse from Anis, which really sets the scene as to the who the man was. He wrote to say, "Kyun jhuke shahane alam se sana khane ali? Kyun jhuke shahane alam se sana khane ali? Takte shahi mein sifat kya hai jo mimbar mein nahi?" The idea of a poet standing up for the right, standing up for social justice, which is a passion of mine, has been a tradition of poets in every culture. You know, as they say, that when power corrupts, poetry cleanses. When we look at the history of humanity, it has shown that really when power corrupts, poetry is there to remind humanity of its responsibilities in the basic human truths. Farazdak, a famous Arabic poet, proved this to us when Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, the apparent heir to Abdul Malik, arrives in Makkah for Hajj. And as he tried to enter into the crowd to go towards Hajar al-Aswad, he couldn't do it. So he waited for the crowds to maybe ebb and go in. And there he sees a very respectable man walking, and he walks through as if he parts the Nile, as if Nile parted for Nabi Musa, and he goes straight to Hajar al-Aswad, kisses Hajar al-Aswad, and then comes back. And when Hisham sees this, he knew who the person was. But somebody asked me, "Who is this man?" And he said, "I don't know." He was so angry. And Farazdak composed a qasida in the praise of Imam Zainul Abidin al-Islam, who was that man, to Hisham, and he said, "He is who that the whole Makkah knows. Every stone of the Kaaba knows him. He is the son of the grandson of Fatima and Ali and the Holy Prophet." And so he went with that panegyric that he had penned. For that he was imprisoned and died in prison later on. But this is what it means when poets speak truth to power. And we have seen that in the history of Islam and other faiths, be it, you know, Josh Malayabadi, be it Faiz Ahmad Faiz, these were the poets who stood up in the face and spoke truth to power. Anis was no exception. With the couplet that I began with, this is what he was alluding to, that Anis, a self-respecting poet, refused to bow to neither money nor power. This was the characteristic of Anis that we respect. But you know, when we look at the poetry of Anis, and Raza Bhai very eloquently dissected some of these verses and gave us a good insight. But I liken Anis as if you're standing in the middle of Hagia Sophia or a mosque or a cathedral. And rather than implicitly understanding the architecture of the place, you feel as you're in there a greater sense of purpose than the technical function of that building. Or as somebody else has said, that when one stares at a rose bush and tears out the hair trying to figure out what that means, is not really appreciating the rose. So Anis has got to be appreciated, you know, in his totality as he moves through his art. And, you know, the subject here is the artistry of Mir, the poetic artistry of Mir Anis. But it is far beyond artistry. It is understanding human nature. It is understanding psychology. And this is truly where Anis comes on his own. So of course it's important to understand the discussions in Chera, Sarapa, Ruksat, Ahmad, and all those. But you know, beyond that, Anis has the ability to transfer us from that era of 61 Hijra in Karbala. You know, there is those who follow Star Trek will remember this phrase to say, beam me up, Scotty, the Star Trek theme as it was, to actually teleport people, you know, into another planet or another space. Well, Anis had that ability to teleport us really with his marcia into the era when the tragedy of Karbala happened. But you know, the pathos and the humanity that Mir Anis brings is simply breathtaking. Even Danto could not create the kind of emotional landscape. In Urdu, they may say, you know, jazbat nigari, as it were, the way Anis did. Look at the way, you know, he describes when Imam Hussain al-Islam was fighting. And he says, talwar na mari jise muh morte dekha. Talwar na mari jise muh morte dekha. Aansu nikal aaye jise dam todte dekha. That even to the enemy, the compassion of Imam Hussain could not have been framed in a better way. And as long as there are oppressed people, the words of Anis's poetry can never lose its significance. This is who Anis is. You know, T.S. Eliot famously argued that genuine poetry can communicate before it is understood. Yes, you know, Urdu needs to be understood. And this program, which is aimed at our young people, as Jafar Price said so rightly, that we really need to get them closer to the language as well as the spirit of Anis. But it's something that is a performed art also. It brings you into that cathedral, into that building of pathos. And Anis has done it better than anyone else. So Marcia to us is not just Urdu poetry. It is not just Urdu eloquence. It is also a performance, an art where emotions of the words are conveyed to the audience so that they can visualize a battlefield, feel the pain of suffering, and learn from the lessons of Karbala. But my focus today is very briefly on psychology, and I will leave it to the better speakers after me to talk about the art and the depth of Mir Anis. But Anis understood human psychology without saying so. Perhaps the science of psychology was not discussed in the way that we do today. Anis was not even a historian, but he was able to depict history as no historian could. He was able to get into psychology. Not even the best of, you know, psychologists could actually do this. He made the smallest, if I dare say, of the incidents, such as, you know, or the largest, such as the thirst of children, or the brutality of the forces of Yazid, or make us feel the heat of the midday sun, or that frightful darkness of Sham-e-Ghariba, for example. The underlining moral values and the message of fight against injustice have always remained the elements of the Marcia, which have a universal appeal. And I hope that Dr. Taqi Abidi will enlighten us on the social justice aspects from the verses of Anis. But his illustration of the mood and the psychology is something that we truly need to imbibe. You know, there was an incident that he writes where the Blessed Prophet was out there and he was with Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And he was kissing them and he was kind of treating as a grandfather would treat their grandchildren. And Anis talks about this incident in a very, very illustrative way. He says, Shabbir chahte the ke chume mere bhi lab par kuch gale ke boso ka kulta tha na sabab nana ke muh ke paas ye laate the mujhko jab jujuk ke chumte the gala sayyid arab bhai ko dekhkar jo hasan muskurate the gairat se unki aansu mein aansu bhar aate the. Look at the emotion of Imam Hussein is describing to say, why is it that my grandfather is not kissing my lips and my brother Hassan's? And then it's a long one. In the interest of time, he goes back to Bibi Fatima salamullahi alayha. And Anis writes, as to the andaz, the way Anis writes as to how Imam Hussein complains, you know, to his mother, tum amma jaan muh ko to sungo mera zara, tum amma jaan muh ko to sungo mere zara, kuch bue na gawar hai mere dahan mein kya, bhai ke lab se apne labon ko milate hain, ab hum na jayenge hume nana rulate. Look at the artistry and the passion. Like Jafar Bhai said rightly, it's impossible to translate Anis. You know, the allusions, the imagery, the diction, the finesse, the polish. In order to enjoy this overwhelming grandeur, flows only in Anis's marshes. The way he universalized the emotion, generated. But then there is a relationship always between poetry and psychology. Poetry offers psychology its own perspective and reaches through its unique imagery, metaphor, paradox, contradiction, and more often than not, the beauty. It's like a traveler in a foreign land becomes immersed in its odd expression and syntax. You know, Anis has been sometimes accused by those who really didn't understand him on the basis that how could he paint a picture of greenery in the desert of Karbala? Little did they realize the depth of what Anis was trying to express and he was trying to teleport us to. So science, indeed there are experiments, science has taught us that when the two ecosystems of poetry and psychology overlap, there is something else that emerges. Just like, you know, when suddenly fresh pockets of life appear, when the land and the sea overlap, and there are new kinds of organisms that are produced. In the same way, when psychology and poetry meet, there is a long-lasting relationship in which the vital contribution of each will create a new form of understanding as well as a rich unfolding of the other. This is indeed what Anis did. In the recent article, a few years ago, in the journals of the Frontiers of Psychology, Professor of Theory and his colleagues at the university in West Zabanger University demonstrated, and you're welcome to actually read this if you're interested. In the interest of time, I'll be very brief, that we do indeed appear to have unconscious appreciation of poetic construction. What they did was that they tested this on a cohort of listeners, where they read some sentences of Welsh poetry which conformed to the intricate poetic construction rules of Welsh poetry. And they also read to others some which they did not follow the rules. Although this was almost like a, you know, double blind study, that the subjects did not know anything about the Welsh poetry construction, but they were instinctively able to categorize as good the sentences that followed the rules as compared to the sentences that did not follow the rules. So therefore, the construction, the artistry, And in particular, there is research to say it is the final stanza, the final words, which had the most impact in another study, where they actually had created some kind of a goosebump meter to say the number of chills that people would get listening to poetry. And it was the last line that truly was able to create that level of emotion in the poetry. Describing Hazrat Abbas as he reaches Farad. Look at the, again, I share this with you, that garmi se tashnagi mein kaleja tha aab aab, tarpa raha tha kalb jo mojon ka pechotab, aa jaate the kareeb jo sagar bakaf hubab, kehta tha munh ko pher ke wo aasma janab. Now listen to the last two lines of this. Abbas, aabru mein teri fark aayega, paani piya to naam-e wafa doob jayega. The way the expression is something that needs to be truly understood, that we feel something special about this. And many of us may not be able to pinpoint. And I know that my time is, you know, very, very much close to where I need to stop. So what I would like to share with you is, you know, his own vision and his own mission, in his own words, as to what he wanted to do. And he said, and I quote, that kalam e fikr khinchu to kisi bazm ka rang, shamae tasveer pe girne lage aa ke patang, saaf hairat zada mani ho to baazat ho dang, khoon barasta nazar aaye jo dikhaun safe jang, razm aisi ho dil sab ke padak jaye abhi, bijliyan tego ki aankhon mein chamak jaye. This indeed, to just translate for our young listeners, that he said his vision of poetry was that when I sketch a picture with my creative pen, moth should come swarming to the picture of the candle on the page, and even Bahzad should be amazed as the hidden meaning becomes clear. If I sketch a war formation, they should see blood flowing. The description of war should be such that hearts should shudder with swords flashing like lightning before their eyes. So this was Anis, the psychologist, playing on the emotions. But at the same time, he was also a philosopher. And he did not miss an opportunity to talk about the grim realities of life. He said, Duniya bhi ajab sarai fani dekhi, har cheez yahan ki aani jaani dekhi, jo aake na jaye wo budapa dekha, jo jaake na aaye wo jawani dekhi. I leave you with those last thoughts to say that the time that we are spending here is so valuable in terms of this moment, which will never come back, that we are here to honor the poetry of Mir Anis. Thank you for listening to me. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much, Dr. Walji. As always, a great fan of yours. And what I would like to do is, Dr. Hasan Walji, what a beautiful misra you gave us. Pani piyo to naam hai wafa doob jayega. Once again, as I said, thank you so much. Always appreciate your great speaking powers. I would now like to introduce Dr. Akbar Haider. Sayyed Akbar Haider is Associate Professor of Asian Studies and Islamic Studies at the University of Texas at Austin. He received his doctorate from Harvard University, and his research focuses on devotional literature, aesthetics, and gender. He has written about the pivotal role that the event of Karbala has played across cultural contexts. His present research is an exploration of the legacies of two towering literary figures, Josh Malyabadi and Qurratul Ayn Haider, both of whom have drawn from devotional lore that surrounds Karbala. Dr. Akbar Haider, please.
Thank you so much. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. Thank you for including me in this conversation. I begin with the supplication, which is one of the lines coming to us from Marcia of Mir Anis. Anis says, Muktadi hoon mujhe taufeeq ata kar ya rab. I am a novice. Grant me foresight, my Lord. I'm going to read my paper so that we stay within the time limits. Mir Babar Ali Anis is at once a master Urdu elegist, dramatist, lyricist, and interpreter of Indo-Islamic histories. When speaking of Anis, what we have to keep in mind is that he belonged to a cultural milieu that celebrated the arts in all their hues. The Lucknow of Anis, as Masood Hasan Rizvi Adib has shown us, distinguished itself as a center of theater, as a pivot of classical Hindustani music, as the glorious atelier of painting. The rulers of this city, especially that towering aesthete and humanist, Wajid Ali Shah, encouraged a culture that was a product of collaboration between Lucknow and Delhi, between Muslims and non-Muslims, between the city dwellers and the rural folks. In this culture, women had a voice, children were accorded dignity, and majoritarianism never reigned supreme. Partnering with Wajid Ali Shah when it came to patronage was Begum Hazrat Mahal, who also influenced resistance and rebellions far and wide. She is still held dear by the people of Lucknow as the woman who stood up to the colonial incursions. In order to gain true appreciation for Mir Anis in particular and Urdu Marsia in general, we must acknowledge how Lucknow poets tapped the literary energy of their times that flowed through the popular Persian. Are you able to hear me?
I am.
There seems to be some distraction. Sorry. In order to gain true appreciation for Mir Anis in particular and Urdu Marsia in general, we must acknowledge how Lucknow poets tapped the literary energy of their times that flowed through the popular Persian epic tradition, most notably through Abul Qasim Firdausi's Shahnama, or Book of Kings. The Shahnama, which was composed around 1010 of the Common Era, had a strong cultural influence both in Iran and those regions that have been influenced by Persian cultural traditions. The story of larger-than-life kings and heroes of Persia, most notable of whom is Rustam, is told against the background of the legendary Iranian-Turanian conflict. When versifying the Battle of Karbala, references to the heroes and other characters of the Shahnama were ubiquitous in North India. For example, the name that the Marsia poets give to the horse of Imam Hussein's son, Ali Akbar, is the name of Rustum's horse, Rakhsh, meaning lightning or rainbow. The Urdu Marsia writers were not only heirs to Persian epic traditions, but also to the Indic Awadhi traditions, and of course to the Urdu Ghazal, often identified as love lyric. Those who comment on Mir Anis's literary legacy frequently make the point that Mir Anis had to forsake the ghazal in order to become a fine Marsiya writer. However, when we carefully study the Marsiyas of Anis along with his salams and other mode of devotional writing, what becomes evident is that the spirit of the ghazal, what the aesthetes refer to as taghazzul, very much infused Anis's devotional poetry. A few couplets springing from Mir Anis, the ghazal writer. And since I love this genre, I will just quickly recite some of the couplets that Anis, we are told, wrote in the ghazal genre. Likkar zameen pe naam hamara mita diya, unka to khel khaak mein humko mila diya. Having inscribed my name on the earth, he promptly erased it. It was just a game for him. I was reduced to dust. Anis, ye hua hale jawani o piri, badhe shajar ki tarha, aur gire samar ki tarha. Anis, such was the state of my youth and advanced age. I grew tall like a branch and fell down like a ripe fruit. And then his crowning ghazal couplet. Misale mahiye be'ab, maujain tarpa ki, haba phoot ke roye, jo tum naha ke chale. The waves ride like a fish out of water, and the droplets burst into tears when you left after bathing. Not the least of the virtuosity of this couplet is that it conveys the imagery of separation through nuanced water imagery. The writhing of a fish pulled out of water is compared to the restless, fluttering oceanic waves that also seem to have been separated from their source, in the same way that water droplets, quote unquote, burst into tears as the body is dried after a bath. This couplet is a good example of the much favored rhetorical device in Persian-Urdu poetry, the husn-e-talil, or poetic etiology, through which the poet provides a fantastic cause for an otherwise routine event. These techniques of ghazal delicacy that Anis mastered early in his life undoubtedly helped him in his later Marsiya writing. When the ghazal writing acquired a stigma in the late 19th century for relaying a decadent, debauched life, the ghazal was artificially separated from other genres of poetry. And it was taken at face value that Mir Anis completely abandoned the genre upon the imperative issued by his father, is ghazal ko salam karo. In fact, what Anis does is incorporate the lyrical ghazal register into his devotional poetry, all of it. I do not know of another master who measures up to Anis when it comes to envisioning the confluence of the arts of human attributes. When relaying a cameo appearance on the day of Ashura by a well-wisher who is curious about the Imam's identity, Anis captures at once the majesty and humility of the Prophet's grandson. Farma sake na ye ke shah mashraqain hu, maula ne sar jhuka ke kaha, main Hussein hu. That he was the king of the east and the west, he could not bring himself to say. That he was Allah's wali par excellence, he could not bring himself to say. That he was the qibla to his devotees, he could not bring himself to say. Instead, it was fitting to refer. That he was the qibla to his devotees who could not bring himself to say. Instead, my master bowed his head and said, I am Hussein. This is the Hussein who forgives. This is the Hussein who intercedes on behalf of the prisoners. This is the Hussein who hosts strangers, those who are gharibul watan with no homeland. And this is the Hussein to whom Hur submits with consummate grace. Zanu pe rakha sar ko imame do sarane, ala kiyad na ko buzurgon ki duane. when this Hussein's daughter hears about what to her is an obtusely remote concept of yatimi, orphanhood, she asks her father, "For God's sake, tell me, whose name is orphanhood?" The Imam, shedding tears of blood, responds, "My daughter, this secret will dawn upon you in the precincts of Syria. Bibi, do not ask me what yatimi is. It is a severe calamity. She who loses her father is a yatim. Bibi na poochho kuch ye musibat azim hai, mar jaye jiska baap wo, bacha yatim hai." From these tender human sentiments, these bonds between parents and children that accord utmost affection and dignity to the children, the elegy poet would like us to remain mindful that the world of the arts and ethics are also fashioned through collaboration. The literary critic Safdar Mirzapuri has a lovely anecdote that reflects the way in which women complemented men's poetic creativity. Mir Anis came up with a line, "Ya Rab, Rasool-e-Pak ki kheti hari rahe." He struggled with the next line, we are told, when his wife said at once, "Sandal se maang, bachon se godi bhari rahe." And as all of you know, the idea of sandal, which marks a woman as a happily married one, that is the image that comes through. Sandal se maang, bachon se godi bhari rahe. And how seamlessly Anis moves from the material domestic space to the marvelous ones that form around Urdu's epic romantic flair. Here we have the Zulfiqar. Zeba tha dame jang, parivash usse kehna, mashuk bani, surkh libas usne jo pehna, johar the ke pehni thi dulhan phoolon ka gehna, is auj par wo sar ko jhukaye hue rehna, sebe chamane khuld ki bu baas thi phal mein, rehti thi wo shabbir se dulha ki bagal mein. It was fitting to refer to it, to the Zulfiqar, as fairy-like at the moment of war. Dam here is both moment and blood. When it dawned on the red attire, it turned into the beloved. Was the bride adorned by the sharpness, by the jewels, or by the flower garland? In spite of reaching such a height, the act of lowering the head. Its fruit, its hilt, was fragrance with the apple of the heavenly garden. After all, it lived in the embrace under the arms of a groom like Shabbir. If the Zulfiqar is the fairy-like beloved in the embrace of our hero, just listen to the way in which the poet casts the banner, the alam, as the standard of vilayat in a narrative resonating with the story of Moses on Sinai. Tur was a site of divine revelation. Karbala is the site that is privy to the epiphany of the last of the Panjitan, the waris of Musa and Isa, the waris of Fatima and Maryam. Hussein's banner is carried by none other than his beloved brother, another valiant son of Ali, Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas. Ghazi ki wo shaukat wo shukohe alame noor, kehti thiye giti ke anatur, anatur. Parcham tha ke bikhre huye the muhe sare hoor, hum panja wo panje se ye kya meher ki magdoor, dikhlata tha sar sabziye aflaak phare ra, tha damane maryam ki tarha paak phare ra. The warrior's majesty and the pose of that banner of light, with the earth proclaiming time after time, "I am Tur, I am Tur." It was not just a flag. The Huris had disheveled their tresses. Did the sun have the muscle to arm wrestle this panja? The field of the flag clutched heaven's verdant grit. Just like the robe of Mary, it was chaste, immaculate. As Nayyar Masood illustrates so well in his book, Marsiya Khani Ka Fun, The Art of Marsiya Recitation, the delivery of a Marsiya is as important as its writing. Once Anis asked his young grandson if he wanted to be a Marsiya reciter. When the grandson replied in the affirmative, Anis told him that he would have to learn the language of women and animals to be an effective Marsiya reciter. Before Anis, elegies written in commemoration for the martyrs of Karbala were pathos laden. Anis's elegies, along with those of Daveer, of course, expanded the genre so that it reached epic proportions and resonated with the Persian-Arabic ethical treatises, Avadhi romances, Lucknow theater, and classical Indian music. In the genre of Marsiya, the finest artistic traditions of India converged. Hindus and Muslims, men and women, not just those who dwelled in Lucknow, but also those hailing from Lahore and Hyderabad, flocked to the world of Marsiya, inspired by Anis. In her memoir, Kare Jahan Daraz Hai, Urdu's distinguished writer, Quratulain Haider, tells us that women in her own household, all the way into the first half of the 20th century, were inspired to read and write creatively by listening to Mir Anis. Through the rhythms of Anis's poetry, classical Indian melodies could be studied. I close with the words of Anis, the words that are the most fitting tribute to his art and devotion. Tareef mein chashme ko samandar se mila doon, khatre ko jo doon, aap to gohar se mila doon, zarre ki chamak mehre munawwar se mila doon, kharon ko nazakat mein guletar se mila doon, guldaste mani ko naye dhang se bandhun, ek phool ka mazmoo ho to sau rang se bandhun. My praise of a fountain would cause an ocean of meaning to spring from it. I shall honor a dewdrop such that it overflows with pearls. Such shall I make an atom shine that the radiant sun rises from it. I shall bestow such delicacy upon the thorns that the roses will seek refuge in it. In ever new style shall I arrange the bouquet of meanings if the subject is a flower. I shall paint it 100 hues. Thank you.
Can you please stop sharing your screen?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
I think Jafar Bhai's screen is gone. He's gone again. The connection went.
Can you please introduce Taki Bhai Sajjad Bhai? Where yeah. Jafar Bhai is at?
Ya Raza Bhai kar le. Wo behtar jante honge. Is he there? Well, I can go ahead.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, so we'll now turn to the last speaker, Sayyid Taqi Abdi, who is well known. I'm familiar with some of the editions of Marsiya works that he has produced, and he's certainly been at the forefront of making us familiar with this great tradition, not especially the one coming out of Avadh, but as of course Akbar said, there's much more to the Marsiya than just Avadh. If I give the floor now to who will address us on the artistry of Mir Anis. So please, Dr. Abdi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I heard and I really learned a lot from the speeches, and the papers were read by Professor Reza Mir and Professor Akbar Haider and Brother Dr. Hasnain Walji, and the comments of Brother Jafar Naqvi. I'm not going to read any paper, but just I'm going to talk regarding our discussion which is going on about Mir Anis. Probably I will describe something in both Urdu and English so that the young generation should understand. First, we have to understand the value of Marcia. So we have to know that there are three trends of our traditional Azadari: the event of grieving the Imam Hussein, and the tragedy of Karbala. One is Arabic, the other one is Persian, and the most famous in this world is the subcontinent. More than 300, I mean more than 150 countries, we celebrate and we perform the Azadari in our tradition, which is start with the poetry and ends with the poetry. It's quite different from in this 21st century from other two trends. Of course, poetry is a part of that trends also, but our is different. So I think Brother Mustafa Abedi, who has done this one, and we have come under certain PowerPoint questions or statements we will describe. The reason we are here, that this is one of the, you see, people read Shakespeare 5,000 to 6,000 times a year, according to our research. But Mir Anis, in every year, at least 25 to 30,000 times were read throughout the world. It means we have to sublimate ourselves to Mir Anis. As we have just discussed, we are having more than 6,000 Marcia printed form now in the world. Means 20 to 25% of Urdu poetry is only in one genre, that is Marcia. So Urdu literature has to learn a lot from the poetry of Marcia. That's what I just want to make. So what is the importance of the Marcia in the traditions of tragedy of Karbala? If you see, I'm focusing mostly on Urdu. We have the first book, which is printed in 1503. This is called Nausar Har. This is the first poetry 517 years back in old Urdu was printed. Now we have this new form. It was written by Ashraf Biabani of South India. So the first book which belongs to Urdu, there is another book which is called Kodam Rao Padam Rao, which is 30 years prior to this book. But the first important complete book is Nausar Har, is about 1800 verses there. So we have, you see, the Urdu is started with the Marcia. So if you just, I will give you in 1 minute, and then I will go back to these points which we have written, that you cannot understand properly Anis unless you should have a little talk about this one, that we have South Indian Marasi, which is 500 years back. We call it Dakni Marcias, which established for about 180 to 200 years. Then we are having after that called Old Marcias, okay? And after Old Marcias, we are having Classical Marcias. And then we have the New Marcias and today present Marcias. So altogether, there are five categories. Going back to this Classical Marcias, the Anis and Dabir, they were the sun and moon on the sky of Marcia. And we are focusing Mir Anis Mir Anis wrote more than 82,000 verses. We have more than 212 versiyas printed now in the form of his quatrains or rubai. We are having 586 rubaiyat. We are having 99 salam. We are having about 13 to 14 nohas. We are having his 5 or 6 Persian letters. So whatever is left is so enough. You know, the importance, please don't change the this one, Mustafa. I will take care of those ones. Thank you. What I'm telling, why I'm giving this introduction, because you see, in Persian, the Firdosi wrote, Manam Sakhtam Rustume Dastam Vagarna Yali Bude Dardistam. I am the person, I am the poet with my imagination, a wild person who was roaming in the waste of Sistan. I make him a hero and make with my pen. But what Mir Anis is saying, Goethe, the German scholar, the German poet, is telling, in order to establish the high poetic form, you have to have a high concept, a high subject, an elegant matter, an elegant subject. What Mir Anis says? Mir Anis says, Main kya hoon? Meri taba kya hai ay shah-e-shahan? Hassan o farazdak hain yahan aajiz o hairan. Hassan o farazdak. He is taking the names of those most famous poets. Main kya hoon meri taba kya hai ay shah-e-shahan? Hassan o farazdak hain yahan aajiz o hairan. Sharminda zamane se gaye wail o sahban khasir hain. Sukhan fahm o sukhan sanj o sukhan daan. Kya madha kafe khak se ho noor khuda ki luknat yahan karti hain zabane fasaha ki. We are, you know, speechless here. How can we work out? Because the characters, the heroes, the personalities. So what is the status of Anis among the Marcia writer? As I told you, on the sky of Marcia, you have the position of Mir Anis is just like a sun, a rising sun. And you see, of course, this is the sun which doesn't have the set sunset here. And as I told you, every year, more than 25,000 times, Mir Anis Marcia, at least one verse or more than 3 Marcias will be read somewhere. If it is in the New York, you are reciting the Marcia, and the other place, you know, there is night and they are reciting the Marcia. It means the rising sun of Anis never have a set sunset. It is the glory of the Anis which you will find everywhere. So, why we need Anis? Can you change, Mustafa? Thank you. The other thing I'm taking is, in today's world, do we need Marcia to propagate the message of, so Imam Hussein, this Azadari, why we need Marcia? This poetry, of course, this is not just a poetry of grieving or crying or doing some sinazani or matam. This poetry, if you analyze it, Marcia, you will find 10 to 15% verses are bainya, means for, and that is most important part of the Marcia. What Anis says, lazu bhi chust ho, mazmoon bhi ali hove, Marcia dard ki baaton se na khali hove. It is because of that grim part, because of that dard, we are calling it this poem as Marcia. If it doesn't have that 10% or 12%, whatever it is, then it is not the poem which we can call Marcia. So coming back to this one, Bain, that tragic, in most of in our Imam Bargas nowadays, we recite only those things. But if you go 90% of the Marcia, it gives you a lesson how to live in this world, how to be live with pride and proud and perfection, how you should be a you know, perfect man to work out all difficulties. when you are standing in this world against the cruelty, against the injustice, how you protect yourself and how you pretend yourself. So, Marcia is the need of today's. You see, I will give you an example. Huaye, at the bank of Alqama in Frat, Anis put a verse here. Shumr came and told Hazrat Abbas, remove the tent from here. We don't want your tent should be here. Yahan se hataiye khaymon ko. Hazrat Abbas told, sabqat kisi se hum nahi karte ladai mein. We never start battle. This is what Anis is projecting. In this today's world, when they have defamed the Islam, telling Quran in one hand, Prophet, and the sword in the other hand, if you can just denounce that, you have to come to the poem of Marcia. I am giving an example. I have limited time. Sabkhat kisi se hum nahi karte ladai mein. We are not the offensive people. We never start the battle. Bas kah diya ke paun na rakhna tarai mein. What Hazrat Abbas is telling that this is the Islamic rule. We never initiate any war. But if you cross the line, then you will find out that we are having the lead-laden wall in front of you. You cannot cross us. Sabkhat kisi se hum nahi karte ladai mein. Bas kah diya ke paun na rakhna tarai mein. So this is the poem. This is the Marcia, which gives that. So it is very needed. The characters, the exalted personalities of Marcias, their characters, their speeches, their workout, their sacrifice, their ilm, their hilm, their correctness, their truthness, their, you know, whatever the things make a person perfect, you will find in those characters which are missing in 21st century. We have gone to the moon, but we have gone deep into the, you know, sins and not realizing. So if you want to have the human values, if you want to show that the Islamic values are based on humanism, you have to come to this point. Therefore, Anis have told. So, of course, it is a poem of, you know. What I'm going to focus now here is, we have not only Anis, but before Anis, this form of Marcia, which all our my friends have discussed in a very nice way, just how to make perfect. Anis wrote more than 586 rubaiyat. دولت کا ہمیں خیال آتا ہی نہیں یہ نشہ فخر ہے کہ جاتا ہی نہیں لبریز ہیں یہ ساغر استغنا سے آنکھوں میں کوئی غنی سماتا ہی نہیں throwing out all these values, the materialistic value of the world. What he is telling, that جس خدا جھکتے نہیں ہم بادشاہ کے سامنے we are obedience to only God. Yaad hai aapko? What Iqbal was telling? Ke ye ek sajda hazar sajdon se nijat deta. Jus khuda jhukte nahi hum badshah ke saamne, haath phailaye tawangar kya gada ke saamne. These kings are nothing but the beggars. And we just, Kareem, jo tujhe dena hai betalab de de. Fakir hoon par nahi haajate sawal mujhe. کسی کے سامنے کیوں ہاتھ جا کے پھیلاؤں میرا کریم تو دیتا ہے بے سوال مجھے بخشی ہے خدا نے ہم کو وہ دولت فخر برسوں ڈھونڈے تو بادشاہ کو نہ ملے فقیروں کی مجلس سے سب سے جدا امیروں کا یہاں تک گزارا نہیں 82,000 verses are there 212 مراسی are there There are many Marasi still, they are not unpublished. You are seeing. Ye kis tarah se, how he has. So Marcia, of course, is gives how to talk. It's called how and why should we need Anis? The reason I told you, we need Anis because in this world, in 21st century, in this, you are saying that Now the people are talking about the character and decisions in this election period. Why? And you have to come. Now, unfortunately, the Urdu language has been one of the part of the terrorist language. So if the Urdu language has to show the good face that we are the peacemakers, we love peace, we love the humanity, we put the human in a real placement, you have to come to Marcia. If you turn your neck, turn your face from the Marcia, then you don't have those things. Therefore, we have to see that how we can. Har kas wo nakas se jhukne ka nahi. Hum damo, main teghe johar dar hoon. The way he described that I am the person. When you become a real man, when you become a perfect man, when you become a mu'min, when you have, that is the teaching of Ahlul Bayt. Marcia, you will find all chapters, all subjects which you have in the book of ethic. I will guarantee you, the book of ethic hold all those things which we have in this poem that is called Marcia. Rahat Khuda ne di to kiya tune shukr kab? When you have all those luxuries, you never praise God. Rahat Khuda ne di to kiya tune shukr kab? Iza bhi char din ho to shikwa na chahiye. Don't complain now. If you are going through some hardship for a few days. Kisi ka dil na kiya humne paaye maal kabhi. Chale jo raah to chunti ko bhi bacha ke chale. Chunti, the ant, has been used as a metaphor. So today's world, we need Marasi to propagate the message of Imam Hussain, that telling that you should not sublimate yourself. You should not subdue yourself. You should stand with the truth. You have to go through the hardship. You have to go through all the nonsense which is there. You have to be like a stone wall. And that far we have to read the Anis. How we have to read the Anis? We have to read the Anis, the full Marcia. Of course, you listen to in Imam Bargas, in Husainias, in religious, gatherings where the time is limited and we have to do all those rituals. So you listen to that particular to just have sawab and tears. But read the Marcia at home, my young generation. Try to learn. When I started Marcia, like you, I never understood anything. But now I'm a student of Marcia. You can achieve everything. There is no translation. Translation is important. Transliteration is important. A script written into the Roman words is important. That's all needed. You can do that one and you can get into the exactions and the grandeur and the highness of this message. So you are seeing that he's telling, that is the Marcia which is telling that the man is the perfect, and because of man, this world was created. Ae zami, mujhko hikharat se na dekh, aasma ka turre dastar hoon. So you are seeing that what I am presenting here is, this is the, we have in narrative story, poetry, you have dialogue. Mir Anis goes with the dialogues. Nobody, I'm a student of the Urdu literature. Basically, I'm presenting this one as an attorney for the, as a lawyer for the literature. You don't have that dialogues which Anis has given. I want to present, you heard the Marcia just Professor Reza Mir has presented. There is a story about Auna Muhammad. These two teenagers, early teenagers, 10 and 11, sons of Hazrat Zainab. They have on mother's side and father's side, two great people, Ali and Jafar al-Tayyar, who were the flag bearers of the Islam. So you see how Anis communicate with their listeners, with the readers. Hathiyar idhar laga chuke aqa-e khas o aam. When the battle was prepared, battlefield, the soldiers were arranged. Now the question is, who will be the commander-in-chief? Is Mawla Hussain. Now who will be the flag bearer? Who is the alamdar? Hathiyar idhar laga chuke aqa-e khas o aam. Tayyar udhar huwa alame sayyadul anam. Khole saron ko gird thi saidaniya tamam. Roti thi thame chube alam khahare imam. Teghe kamar mein dosh pe shamle pade huwe. Zainab ke lal zere alam a khade huwe. Ono Muhammad. They came under the flag. Gah ma ko dekhte the kabhi janebe alam. See the poetry. See how Anis is making a three-dimensional landscape, scenery, emotions. And the Anis is not a historian. Anis is a poet. Poetic influx. Listen. Gahma ko dekhte the kabhi janibe alam. Nara kabhi yatha ke nisare shahe umam. Karte the dono bhai kabhi mashware baham. आहिस्ता पूछते कभी माँ से वो चजी हशरा क्या खज़ है अली के निश अली या वली के निशा का अम्मा किसे मिलेगा अलम नाना जान का कुछ मशवरा करें जो शहीनशाह है खुशखसाल हम भी मोहिक हैं वी आर आल्सो मोहिक हकदार हम भी मोहिक हैं आपको इसका रहे ख्याल पासे अदब سے عرض کی ہم کو نہیں مجال اس کا بھی خوف ہے کہ نہ ہو آپ کو ملال آقا کے ہم غلام ہیں اور جانثار ہیں عزت طلب ہے نام کے امیدوار ہیں then they are producing their case in the court of Zainab they are telling the mother that nobody here in this battle of Karbala is more deserved for this than us بے مثل تھے رسول کے لشکر کے سب جوان لیکن ہمارے جد کو نبی نے دیا نشان خیبر میں دیکھتا رہا مول لشکر گران پایا مگر علی نے علم وقت انتہاں طاقت میں کچھ کمی نہیں گو بھو کے پیسے ہیں پوتے انہی کے ہیں انہی کے نواسے ہیں ہم we are the grandsons of on both sides زینب نے تب کہا now the advice of mother to the child this is marcia How you treat your, how you nourish your children. Zainab ne tab kaha tumhe se hai kya? Kya dakhul mujhko malik o mukhtar hai imam. Dekho, nakki jo be-adabana koi kalam. Bigdungi mai jo loonge zaban se alam ka naam. Lo jao bas khade ho alag haath jod kar. Kyon aaye tum yahan Ali Akbar ko chhod kar. Sar ko hato bado na khade ho alam ke paas. ऐसा ना हो के देख ले शाहे फलक असास खोते हो और आए हुए तुम मेरे हवास बस काबिले कबूल नहीं है ये इल्तिमास रोनो लगोगे फिर जो बुरा या भला कहूं इज्जत को बचपने के सिवा और क्या कहूं वी आर रीडिंग द मर्सिया दिस इज जस्ट नॉट ए पोएम ऑफ जस्ट शेडिंग द टीयर्स दिस इज द पोएम व्हिच क्रिएट द इनरनेस ऑफ ए ह्यूमन बीइंग व्हाट एडवाइस You want to listen to the advice? What mother is telling to the teenage? Umre Khalil or Hawase Mansabe Jalil? You are small kids and you are thinking such great. Achha nikalo khat ke bhi badhne ki kuch sabir. See you are short. Still you have to grown up. Ma sadqe jaye garche ye himmat ki hai dalil. Haan apne ham sino mein tumhara nahi adil. Lazim hai. Take out this. And this is what Anis. And this is the what mercy of Anis gives us. Lazim hai. Soche. Gaur kare. Pesh o pas kare. Jo ho sake na kyon bashar uski havas kare. In nhanne nhanne haaton se uthega ye alam. چھوٹے خدوں میں سب سے سینوں میں صبح سے کم نکلے تنوں سے سبت نبی کے قدم پہ دم. عہدہ یہی ہے بس یہی منصب یہی حشم, رخصت طلب اگر ہو تو یہ میرا کام ہے. ماں صدقے جائے آج تو مرنے میں جام نام ہے. Then it goes on, goes on, goes. And then I just want to end up with a ہاتھوں کو جوڑ جوڑ کے بولے و لالا فام, غصے کو اپنے تھام لے آئے خواہر امام. واللہ کیا مجال جو لے آپ علم کا نام, کھل جائے گا لڑیں گے جو یہ با وفا غلام. فوجیں بھگا کے گنج شہیدہ میں سوئیں گے, تب خدر ہوگی آپ کو جب ہم نہ ہوئیں گے. بس کہہ کے یہ ہٹے جو سعادت نشاں پسر, چھاتی بھرائی ماں کی چھاتی بھرائی. ماں نے کہا تھام کر جگر, دیتے ہو اپنے مرنے کی پیاروں مجھے خبر. ٹھہرو ذرائع بلائیں تو لے لی یہ نوحہ گر, کیا صدقے جاؤں ماں کی نصیحت بری لگی. بچوں یہ کیا کہا کہ جگر پر چھری لگی. You have seen, I was reciting couple. This is what Meir Anis has done. This is what they are going to show. So Anis work, elevate the human values and selflessness. Izzo, inkesari wo, sakhawat ho, istighna ho, mohabbat ho. I don't have time, otherwise I will produce every words, you know, translation. But what I advise my young generation to do work up, you people can go up. You see, that this is the patience that we have, the Ahle Bayt patience, how Anis has produced in the best way. Anis, we don't have in Marsiya Tasawuf. We have Irfan. Irfan and Tasawuf, they are two different things. People have mixed up. Irfan kya hai? Khatil jo churi, خشک لبوں پر میرے پھیرے, خالص رہے نیت کوئی تدبیر نہ گھیرے. کٹنے میں رگوں کے یہ سخن لب پہ ہو میرے, قربان حسین ابن علی نام پہ تیرے. بہنوں کی ہو فکر اور نہ بچوں کی خبر ہو, اس صبر سے دوں سر کے مہم عشق کی سر ہو. I want to sacrifice, I want to give my head in such a way that I can conquer this battle of love, love to God, fana fillah. This is marsiya. You have what Imam is telling, that we have to mingle in such a way. This is the what Hussein have told to his grandfather, that what he is going to do in the battlefield of Karbala. You are saying what he is telling. He is telling that raham kar sharminda hu ae bare khuda. You are talking about that we are just, this is the poem of tears. Yes, of course it is tear, but it purified the heart. What you see through your eyes is just the sight, and what you feel in the heart, that is the irfan. There is no English word for that one. Whatever you want to call it, this is the most inner, and that will be valuable in the marsiya. Raham kar sharminda hu ae bare khuda, bandagi ka tere jo haq tha ada ho na saka. Khauf mahshar se badan kaapta hai sar taapa, hogi amal ki pursish to kahunga main kya. Koi tohfa tere layak nahi paata hai Hussain, haath khali tere darbar mein aata hai Hussain. What a, you are seeing empathy, you are seeing how much Hussein is projected by Anis in the marsiya. Katne mein ragon ki nasada ah se nikle, when they are cutting my neck, when they are cutting my veins, there should not be any voice. What katne mein ragon ki nasada ah ki nikle, ہر رنگ میں بو الفت اللہ کی نکلے. تنہا ہوں بس اب کوئی نہیں مونس و ہمدم, موجود ہے تو سر پہ کچھ اس کا بھی نہیں غم. اب رنج نہ گھر کا ہے نہ اولاد کا ماتم, بہتر ہے گزر جائے تیری یاد میں جو دم. I'm presenting from Anis Marsiyas. میں وہ چیزیں, تو انیس جو ہیں, کیریکٹر آف اون محمد کو آپ نے دیکھ لیا. آپ what I am telling, I am just bringing یہاں پر اسی کا جو ہے अलम अभी जो बातचीत हो रही है ये अलम टेख के साए में भी होता रहेगा मातम इन द डेज ऑफ कोविड यू पीपल एवरीवेयर इन दिस वर्ल्ड स्टार्टिंग फ्रॉम न्यूयॉर्क टू द टोक्यो दे हैव डन मातम दे डिड जुलूस दे डिड ऑल दोस थिंग्स विच वॉज necessary. So why? Because they believe in. Miranis told, Balida hun wo aaj mujhe aaj mila. What is the significance of alam of Hazrat Abbas in our azadari? Balida hun wo aaj mujhe aaj mila. I am proud that such a elegance and exaltness, I got it. Zille alam sahibe miraj mila. See on the pulpit member, there is a flag of Prophet Muhammad. There is a alam of Sahib-e-Miraj. Balida hun wo aaj mujhe aaj mila. Zille alam Sahib-e-Miraj mila. Member pe nishir sar pe Hazrat ka alam. Ab chahiye kya takht mila, taj mila. This is, everything for me. This is my crown. The thing continues now. And he goes. Ek sadi ke baad, Josh Mali Abadi kehte hain, har chand ahle jor ne chaha ye bar ha, ho jaye maaf. I am talking about the extensions and the relevance. Kyunki Josh ne kaha tha Anis ke baare mein, tu meri Urdu zaban ka bolta Quran hai. Whatever Josh has learned, Anis is not limited to the world. The great poet cannot be limited or cannot be focused only in his era. This light, this knowledge, this vision is spread to other eras. Anis is with us now. Therefore, Josh is telling, Har chand ahle jor ne chaha ye barha, ho jaye mahv yaad-e shahida ne karbala, baqi rahe na naam, زمین پر حسین کا لیکن کسی کا زور عزیزوں نہ چل سکا عباس نامور کے لہو سے دھلا ہوا اب بھی حسینیت کا علم ہے کھلا ہوا اور اسی وجہ سے when we came here 40 years back in this North America you know that there were very few places where we were doing the azadari now more than 100,000 places we are doing this azadari why that for The extension of this alam is going on. Now you have in the New York, you have in Toronto, you have in all big cities, starting all the, going back to the east corner. Therefore, in 1960, Najam Afandi, who is a people of Anis, who follows the Anis in a meaningful way, Ahle jahan ki aas sitaron pe hai nazar, mumkin hai kamyab rahe chand par safar, ہیں اپنی اپنی فکر میں ہم خور کے بشر مردان حق پرست کا جانا ہوا اگر عباس نامور کا علم لے کے جائیں گے ہم چاند پر حسین کا غم لے کے جائیں گے The significance, the relevance, the workup is continue and I know that I have gone over my time. Last thing, in 1 minute I am finishing. I was talking about the emotions And I am talking about the passions. Imam Hussain came to his Shahar Banu, his beloved wife, and he told, "Maike mein to sab kuch tumhe daulat thi muhayya." She was granddaughter of the king of Persia, Kasra. "Maike mein to sab kuch tumhe daulat thi muhayya. Rehta tha sada bar mein libas-e qizodiba." گھر فاطمہ کے آکے کیا فاقے پہ فاقا گھر فاطمہ پہ کی گھر فاطمہ کے آکے کیا فاقے پہ فاقا پیوند پہ پیوند ہیں چادر میں ہر ایک جا ایک دولت اولاد جو خالق نے عطا کی سو وہ بھی برے وقت میں شوہر پہ فدا کی شہر بانو شی سیڈ دکھ درد رو کر کہا بانو نے یہ فرماؤ نہ حضرت کونین کی دولت ملی حضرت کی بدولت اس فاقہ کشی سے کوئی افضل نہیں نعمت اقبال تھا میرا کہ ہوئی آپ سے وصلت کسرا کی جو پوتی ہوں تو کچھ فخر نہیں ہے سر تاج میرا دوش محمد کا مکی بہت بہت شکریہ تھینک یو ویری مچ فار لسننگ ये एक ऐसा दरिया है कि पूरा अगर सींचा ना जाए तो कम से कम अपने सागर में इतना तो खींचा जाए कि कुछ प्यास कम हो सके. थैंक यू वेरी मच, बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया. इंशाल्लाह.
थैंक यू सो मच डॉक्टर साहब, यू आर सच अ ग्रेट ट्रेजर ऑफ नॉलेज एंड यू हैव डन सो मच टू प्रोपगेट मीर अनीस. आई डोंट थिंक एनीबॉडी एल्स हैज डन दैट. Thank you so, so much for everything that you've done. There is a brief announcement by Dr. Sajjad Rizvi about the program, and then I'll come back and close this program. So, Mustafa?
Apologies for taking time because we've already gone on, although to be fair, as we've said, we could easily be discussing Anis for hours and hours and days and days. And I think all the talks have done a wonderful job of showing us how the aesthetic is linked with the affective. And this is why we treasure poetry, and this is why we treasure literature. Literature changes us. It helps us to polish our heart, the mirror of the heart, so that we can truly see ourselves and our reality around ourselves and to transform ourselves. Obviously, we'll have further discussions on this channel on Azadari in the subcontinent. So please do keep posted. Do follow the posts that we will be advertising these events which are coming up. I'd also like to mention that there is a series of majalis which are actually going to be starting in about 15 minutes, where we have a source khani from Lucknow, followed by an address in English, and then some noha khani from London. So for those who are watching, please do come back and tune in for that. I just want to say one last thing, and that relates to, you know, what do we do with this sort of material? So we've talked about performance. So performance is what you do in majalis. And performance involves both an active and a passive element on it. We of course, have talked about publication and the importance of translation. But I would say that perhaps more important than that is perhaps for people to equate themselves with Urdu literature. It's actually not that difficult to learn Urdu if you have some basic kind of colloquial understanding of it. And it will certainly enrich your life. And the final point I'd make is about pedagogy. People like Akbar are at the forefront of it. But if we don't teach Anis in different places, including in universities, then how will people really be able to appreciate it and the role that Anis has in Urdu literature and, of course, in world literature? It's very much part of world literature, as has been said. So that's just a few announcements and ways to kind of sum up in a very inadequate manner what I've been listening to, and I think what we've all been listening to. And I certainly hope that we will be able to do many more programs like this in future and give more time to our colleagues who've spoken, and so they can actually regale us with recitations, wonderful recitations of the poetry, and so that we can feel for ourselves the artistry of Mir Anis.
Thank you so, so much, Rizvi. Appreciate we need people like you, the younger generation, and we sincerely hope that this will stir the love, the fascination, the excitement in our younger generation to understand Mir Anis. So thank you, Dr. Raza Mir, Dr. Akbar Haider, Dr. Taqi Abdi, and Dr. Hasnain Walji for spending their time. I would like to close this with a prayer that Mir Anis said for himself in the presence of Khudai Quddus and Chaharda Masumin. And that sums up exactly why I think you should have the excitement for Mir Anis. Ya Rab Chamane Nazm Ko Guzare Iram Kar Ae Abre Karam Khushk Zaraat Pe Karam Kar تو فیض کا مبدا ہے توجہ کوئی دم کر گمنام کو اعجاز بیانوں میں رقم کر جب تک یہ چمک مہر کے پرتوں سے نہ جائے اقلیم سخن میرے قلم رو سے نہ جائے, ہر باغ میں چشمے ہیں تیرے فیض کے جاری, بلبل کی زباں پر ہے تیری شکر گزاری, ہر نقل برو مند ہے یا حضرت باری, پھل ہم کو بھی مل جائے ریاضت کا ہماری, وہ گل ہوں عطا وہ گل ہوں عنایت, چمنے تب نکو کو بلبل نے بھی سونگا نہ ہو جن پھولوں کی بو کو. سو تھینک یو ایوری ون, تھینک یو سو سو مچ فار ٹیکنگ دا ٹائم. ایز وی سیڈ دیر آر سیورل پروگرامز, دیر آر سکس ادر پروگرام میر انیس. وی ول ڈیفینیٹلی لیٹ یو نو اباؤٹ دا ٹائمنگ اینڈ دا ڈیٹس فار دوز پروگرامز, اینڈ آئی ہوپ دیٹ یو ہیو لرنڈ سم تھنگ فرام دس پروگرام ٹوڈے. تھینک یو, تھینک یو سو مچ.
Thank you.